Thanks, Justin. Good morning, everybody. High school boys basketball sub-state play from Saturday night. Two coverage area teams getting to the state tournament in boys basketball coming up next week as the Monticello Panthers improve the record to 17-6 with a nail-biting 56-53 win over Appleton Parkersburg, upsetting the third-ranked Falcons. As the Panthers advancing on the state tournament for the fourth season in a row, their sixth in program history dating back to 1959. The contest, which took place at Dyke New Hartford High School, took 1 hour and 7 minutes. It featured 5 ties and 6 lead changes. The Panthers led by 2 at the end of the first quarter. They outscored 16-7 in that second frame as they trailed at halftime 30-23. 42-37 AP heading into the fourth, but the Panthers outscoring the Falcons 19-11 in the final period for the 3-point victory. Leading the way, Preston Reese with 19 points, 14 for Tate Peterson, Jack Lambert added 11, 7 for Conley Schoff, and 5 for Ian Temple. The Panthers earning the 6th seed in Class 2A as they'll open up against the 3 seed Western Christian next Tuesday, the 7th of March at 12:15. The winner of that one takes on the winner of the 2-7 matchup, Roland Story and Carroll Kemper Catholic. In Class 1A, the Northland Lynx getting to the state tournament for the 7th time in a row, 9th time in program history dating back to 1976, as Northland took down Wapsie Valley inside Seedorf Gymnasium at West Delaware High School on Saturday night, 72-51 over the Warriors, as Northland gets the 2 seed in Class 1A as the second-ranked team most of the season. They'll take on the 7th seed Madrid at 2 o'clock next Monday afternoon, March 6, starting day 1 of the 2023 High School Boys State Basketball Tournament. Boys basketball postseason continues tonight with Class 3A sub-state final play. Here in Manchester, inside West Delaware High School at Seedorf Gymnasium, the Substate 5 championship will be decided as Cedar Rapids Xavier will take on Dubuque Waller Catholic. 7 o'clock, the normal start times for all the games around the state, including Marion taking on Charles City at Waterloo East High School. Waverly Shellrock will battle Des Moines Hoover in Nevada. 2023 Iowa High School Girls State Basketball Tournament inside Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines starts up this morning with Class 5A quarterfinals at 10 a.m. It's 22-1 number 2 Johnston against number 7 Southeast Polk, who is 15-7. At 11:45, number 3 Waterloo West at 22-1 against number 6 Ankeny Centennial, who has a 17-6 mark. At 1:30, number 1 Pleasant Valley at 23-0 takes on number 8 West Des Moines Valley, who's 15-8 under the leadership of head coach Matt Utoff, the former West Delaware boys and girls head basketball coach. And at 3:15, the final Class 5A game on day number 1, number 4 Dowling Catholic of West Des Moines at 19-4 against number 5 Davenport North, who's 21-2. Then it switches to Class 3A action at 5 o'clock. Number 1 Estherville Lincoln Central, 24-0, against number 8 Vinton Shelsburg, who's 17-7. The WAMAC Conference theme continues the rest of the night. At 6:45, number 4 Benton Community at 21-3 hooks up with number 5 Des Moines Christian, who's 21-3 as well. And at 8:30, the final contest of day number 1, it's number 2 Solon at 22-2 against number 7 Dubuque Waller Catholic, who is 18-6. To the national scorecard now, top 25 men's college basketball from yesterday. Number 4, UCLA with a win over Colorado, 60-56. Number 20, Providence, 88. Georgetown, 68. Number 21, Northwestern, upset by Maryland, 75-59. Major League Baseball been underway for spring training since Friday. Most of the teams opening up on Saturday and Sunday as interleague play yesterday. The Yankees, Philadelphia, and Oakland all winners in the AL. Boston, Baltimore, Yankees split squad, Kansas City, LA Angels, and Texas. In the NL, the Cardinals, Mets, Dodgers, Giants, Colorado, and San Diego all victorious. In the NBA, these winners, Milwaukee, Atlanta, Chicago, the LA Lakers, Cleveland, Sacramento, Golden State, Portland, and Denver in overtime. And in the NHL, these teams victorious, Buffalo, Minnesota in overtime, New York Islanders, New York Rangers, Pittsburgh, Toronto, and Nashville. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good rest of your Monday morning. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.